2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's strategy is for success in management. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's strategy is for success in management.
No matter what kind of business situation I'm in, it's always important to know exactly who the individual is I'm communicating with. The worst mistake you can make is to fail to find out what drives them. Money, status, or whatever. Once you've worked that out, you'll be able to ensure you communicate what's in it for them personally. This should essentially govern the way you respond to people, enabling you to stay in control of the situation and achieve the desired outcome.
I've
learned some valuable management lessons over the years. Not least in how to avoid the failure of a project. No matter what your position is, you always have to be prepared for opposition, and it's important to anticipate this by getting as many colleagues as possible on your side, so that if in discussion someone objects to your plans, you and a number of others are able to give an immediate response in order to silence your opponent.
When I first started running my own business, I made some dreadful mistakes in the way I handled staff. The worst thing you can do is stick to one strategy and apply it to every situation. Sometimes you just need to show them who's boss. Other times, some gentle persuasion is more effective, in my opinion anyway. I'm sure I was often criticized for my management style. Not that I let it bother me, though.
I
found if you want to stay in charge of a situation, the worst mistake you can make is not keeping people up to speed with what you're doing at every single stage of the process. Of course, that doesn't mean you need to be seeking universal agreement or approval for your actions and opinions. Some people will always be critical, but at least adopting this approach will encourage an atmosphere in which everyone feels included.
There are always going to be things in a company people don't like. And if you've created an atmosphere in which they're encouraged to contribute ideas freely, you have to learn to deal with complaints. Revealing that you are, for example, upset by their comments is a crucial error. You will have shown a weakness in your character that others may try to exploit and may lead to a general lack of support for you.
2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's main reason is for making the phone call. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H.
Now listen and decide what each speaker's main reason is for making the phone call.
We've got a real problem here, so your advice has been very welcome. I've decided that what you said is probably true. We've got too many people working in non-productive departments and not enough people in those departments where the workload is increasing. Your idea of offering transfers before we do anything like starting a recruitment campaign is, I think, a good one, and I'm going to follow it up.
In December, we accepted a very large contract, which we all knew would mean everyone having to do extra hours, whether here or at home, to fulfill it. I realize that your particular circumstances make this very difficult to deal with, but that's also true of many of your colleagues. I'm afraid I'm going to have to say that I can't do anything about it at the moment. If I did, everyone else would suffer.
I've been thinking about what you said about the hospitality committee. I completely agree with you that the arrangements they made for the annual conference last year were most inadequate, and so, like you, I think it'd be a very bad idea to repeat them. However, I also think you should be very careful how you say this to the senior management. In my opinion, it's not worth risking your career over something as minor as this.
There are three flights that day, but two of them require an overnight stay at the airport, and it's not company policy to fund that. So we're left with the third one, the one that leaves at 8 o'clock in the evening. If you agree, I'll ask for that one, and we can travel down together. We can probably get a lot of work done on the train to the airport.
22.
I know you think the company's making a mistake in refusing to allow staff to work flexibly in this way. I realize this kind of arrangement is common now, but I can't accept that the company should employ staff on full pay and then never see them. We've always said that a full staff being here in the office punctually and regularly is a really important part of what makes this company what it is, and I agree with that.
2.